This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheehan's with us. Rich, you've been talking about quantitative easing for the people, breaking up big companies, and setting the maximum net worth so that just a few people don't own most of the wealth in the on the planet. Please continue.
Absolutely. And these people who own most of this net worth are buying and paying for basically the people below. And I've talked about the liaisons on this show many times before, the middle management people who are bought and paid for, like the judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, etc. So what we need to do is be liberal. So when the Democrats say, oh, we're liberal, they're doing exactly the opposite. And how come they don't comment on me talking about QE for the people, which I've mentioned on national radio many times? Now, you mentioned QE, Vince. A lot of what's happening is artificial inflation through QE, stock buybacks, because we have a deflationary, stagflationary environment right now. And I've talked about this many times. So when you have QE, the first thing that happens is the pressing of buttons and all that so-called quote-unquote money printing goes to the top 1-7%. The great, great majority of that money goes to the top 1-2%. This isn't class envy. So when the elite say, oh, well, that's class envy, that's jealousy, that's this, that's that, that's not envy when you just class envy, when you just press buttons and create money out of thin air. And stock buybacks, after 10 years of QE, they've been doing stock buybacks for years. So how does a creation of new debt from the corporations without an expansion of new products and services or people or employees or research and development, how does that benefit the people? Again, that's artificial manufacturing of inflation. So the dividends go to the super wealthy primary preferred shareholders, and the executives cash out on the stock options by increasing the stock. When a stock is purchased, it's less outstanding shares, so the price goes up. That's the simplified version. So the executives in the corporations are cashing in on the stock options. Basically, every program and agenda and rule and law and accountability is to make the wealthy wealthier and keep the status quo. While we have junk bonds making records, margin debt at all-time high, it's when this goes, it's going to be ugly, to say the least. So going back to the QE for the people, what we could do also is basically have negative interest rates. And when I say negative interest rates, let's do it in a fashion that it benefits the people. Banks still have a huge spread on their cars and their credit card loans, when they basically give out loans to the consumer. And there's so much shadow banking and shadow manipulation in this country. I've read that as little as 20% of the banks are making loans because of all these regulations. It's the behind-the-scenes people who are buying and selling loans. When you go to your bank and you say, well, how's my loan doing? You know, a week later, they're probably going to sell your note. So when you look at the mortgage rates, they're roughly more parallel to the 10-year Treasury yield. Well, what's happening with the 10-year Treasury yield? They said if it's over 3% for any length of time, the whole system's going to crash. While we're teetering on 3%, when I checked this morning, we're a little over. So before this crash, this reset, this transition, whatever people call it, we can actually give QE for the people, not in the form of universal basic income, but in the form of all these things I'm saying. Now, if we had negative interest rates, let's say you kept your nose clean. Let's say you paid off your four big loans, your mortgages, your car loan, your school loan, your credit card loan, and you did the right thing. You get, let's say if we're in negative 3% interest rate, you get 3% back at the end of the year. I think this would be a huge benefit. And we can't allow the wealthy to make the laws. The people have to speak up. And if we did means testing, we can prioritize that and fine-tune it even more. If we went to 100-year mortgages, at least for a little while, we need to have laws of excess laws. Net worth, high net worth are buying treason. You mentioned sedition earlier in the show, Vince, with Maxine Waters. Espionage. I mean, it looks like all this dossier and the FISA documents are all bought and paid for by the elite. Everything is phony. We can't allow that. We have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. And then we need to take that mean household debt, whatever it is. I always use the example of 80 grand. I don't know if that's what it is. But if we had that and we gave that to each household and they had to pay off their debt or spend it in the form of vouchers to curb hyperinflation, because GDP doesn't mean happiness, folks. What makes happiness is having no debt or low debt in a high savings account. That's what freedom and liberty is all about, not debt upon debt upon debt upon debt. So if we did this and dismantled the central banks and got rid of a debt-based currency, audited the Fed, and if we audited the Fed, I guarantee you they would eliminate the debt-based currency. If we did that, we could transfer the people, the power back to the people. But see, the people at the very top have an addiction to power, money, and control. And they do not want to see all these politically correct buzzwords like inclusiveness and prosperity and equality and fairness. They don't want that. They say it, but they don't want it. It's a divide and conquer strategy. And that's the only thing that's working because they don't have a plan of action. And that's for the people. This is why they chant and they scream and they hold signs and they yell and they create violence. And they buy mercenaries like Black Lives Matter or Antifa. It's because they can't compete in the arena of ideas and solutions. And there's some Republicans that do that too, and that's why they're called rhinos and neocons. But if the people speak up, if we don't care about being fired or losing our pension and stand for principle, we can actually change this country. But it's up to you, because if the globalists win under the guise of the Democrat Party, I'll tell you right now, you'll be told what to do, what to say, how to think, where to live, how to do it. And basically, you're going to be sheeple. You won't be able to think for yourself. And everything's going to be hate speech if you speak up. And you're going to go to jail, just like what's happening in the UK right now. They're calling, if you say something on the internet, they're calling it hate speech. It's gotten to the point where it's beyond 1984 Orwellian or Twilight Zone episodes. We're living in a category that's all by itself. But if we could speak up and put things in the right context, like just like the immigration example I should share with you, and a quote from Hillary Clinton, they're hoping that you don't remember. That's why the powers that be call you and me and us useful idiots. So if we could come out with plans of actions, if we could speak up, we could really make a difference. And because they're trying to eliminate our Bill of Rights and our Constitution for globalism. But it really is all about the wealthy controlling everything and destroying basically rewarding mediocrity to destroy America. And that's what is happening in America. Vince?
I've got a few comments, Rich, but before I comment, welcome, Mark the Spark in Pennsylvania.
Hello, gentlemen.
It must be the wild game that Rich has been eating out there in Montana, because, man, you are absolutely brilliant, man. You are right on fire, man. I'm telling you. So keen.
Well, thank you, sir.
By the way, I'm reading, interesting that there's no coincidences here. I mean, this is, you know, synchronicity going at the max, maximum speed. I'm reading Ray Bradbury, Fahrenheit 451. I encourage people to read it. It will blow your mind. This guy saw into the future. It's about destroying words, destroying our meaning of everything and rearranging everything, where people are so overwhelmed. They're mesmerized because they lose the meaning, the references of what things mean. And how can you navigate through life if you lose your core meaning of things, you know? I mean, so anyway, I wanted to call in yesterday, Vincent, and I missed it. And my nephew let me know that it was a really good show with Dr. Shealy. Because this is what I want to bring up to your attention. It's also interesting that Rich was involved in this industry previously, and I know he's against this industry now, and that would be the pharmaceutical industry. What I bring to your attention today, I am a veteran, and I come from a long line of veterans. I mentioned that before. What I think could be potential here is a great reveal. August 23rd, I just learned this a few days ago, August 23rd, the Veterans Appeals Panel said that now veterans can sue the VA in class action. And look, I'm not into suing anybody. I'm not into the legal system and all of that, because I think most of it's baloney. But what this holds is the potential for a great reveal of how the Veterans Administration has been wrongfully administering drugs, precisely psychotropic type drugs. The largest healthcare system in the United States is the VA system, the VA healthcare system. And the majority of veterans that go to the VA centers go to the for counseling. And who's in charge of those counseling, the mental health clinics? It's not psychologists. That would be too helpful if you ask me. No, it's psychiatry. Psychiatry is in charge of the mental health clinics. And in order to be a part of their process, at least before, and they've changed a little bit in the last years, you had to be, in order to get counseling, you had to get diagnosed, which means you got a label, and then you had to take their drugs. And if you didn't do that, you weren't going to get counseling. So it's, anyway, these, I guess I'll hold. Sorry.
Mark the Spark, yes, please hold. And you mentioned Fahrenheit 451. That's the temperature at which paper burns. Ray Bradbury. The book is available on eBay right now, $4.11. And you can get the video if you want. So Fahrenheit 451, it's required reading. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better look. Looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4202. Or go to GCNteam.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com, Mark the Spark in Pennsylvania, and class one more time, Fahrenheit 451, which Mark the Spark reminded us about. It was written in 1953, or published in 1953 by Ray Bradbury, so it's 65 years ago. And it's about how firemen are called in by people ratting out their neighbors, saying, I think you can find some books over there. So the firemen show up with the fire engine, and they start fires. They will burn a house down in order to make sure that they destroy all the books. They are in the destruction of knowledge business. They are in the censoring business. And the minions, the firemen, most of them don't realize what they're doing. It's kind of like the police today, how the police are against we the people, we the villagers. They don't realize what they're doing. And the same thing happened in Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451 with the firemen. So please consider buying that book and reading it. It's in our library here at the farm. And there's also videos that you can watch of the movie Fahrenheit 451. Either way, it's required class. Mark, please continue.
Well, what I'd say is acknowledging what Rich said about, why they've got us in all these wars. Schmetterling Butler, who's from Pennsylvania, Newtown Square, back in the, you know, he was in the Spanish-American War, and he was one of the most decorated Marines of all time. He was an enlisted man. He could have been an officer, but he wanted to be an enlisted man. And he wrote a small booklet and went across country telling people that war is a racket. War is a racket. Now, the current era of people, few have heard of that. But the thing about veterans is that we are aware of the Constitution, and we take an oath to it to protect and defend the people and the Constitution, which is our guidepost for, you know, our culture, our society. So to hopefully remain free. And I think that more and more veterans are waking up that to the fact that, that war is a racket, and they're just being used. And to find out that our very Veterans Affairs medical system is harming veterans, if that isn't the total opposite of supporting veterans, I don't know what it is. Now, that's not to say that in some cases, many cases, the VA has supported people, like through the medical procedures and things, that they can help the guys. But these drugs, I believe the VA is a front for the drug business, because, you know, we all know that the government doesn't usually get the best deal for anything that they purchase, because they're using our money to buy all this stuff. So, but it's a handy dandy, setup for the pharmaceutical industry. So who's really running the VA? Who's running the VA? Is it the good people in the government that are running it, or is it the corporations behind? And they're just using those people as front people to sell whatever to, you know, fighting the good fight, supposedly, and helping us. So here's a time to reveal about, in the largest healthcare system in the United States, to reveal the psychotropic drugs and the danger, the SSRIs and those kinds of drugs, the head drugs, the antidepressants and those drugs, how they're harming our veterans. And in turn, it could be the opening to reveal how it's harming the rest of our community, the children. I mean, the children. They're prescribing these drugs to children, Vincent. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And Dr. Shealy is absolutely against all of this. Yeah.
So I was hoping to, I caught Dr. Shealy's number for his clinic. I'm going to call him today to see if I can enroll him in the idea, or either directly or maybe he could be of some support in bringing forth a lawsuit for a big reveal. For you see, individuals can't. I mean, you can sue the VA for medical malpractice, but the thing is, because of I think it was George Bush Jr. Do you remember that, where he put forth the tort reform?
I was looking up Norm Shealy's number for you. We'll be back right after this.
Okay.
Okay, a few short commercial announcements.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters keep rising, and so does the death toll from Hurricane Florence. At least 32 people have been killed by the storm since it made landfall last week. Most fatalities in the Carolinas, where heavy rain has caused major flooding across both states. Among the big winners at the Emmys last night, Game of Thrones. For Outstanding Drama Series, the show producer is D.B. Weiss.
Writing for these actors behind us is the honor of a lifetime, but we didn't invent these characters. That was George R. R. Martin. We could not have, the show could not be without the mad genius of George. Thank you for letting us take care of your people.
Author George R. R. Martin was on hand for the awards ceremony last night. The White House announcing plans for a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. And this is USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Mark the Spark, you had some more comments?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I've got Norm Shuley's number. For those of you who'd like Dr. Shuley's clinic number in Springfield, Missouri, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That's Central Time here in Missouri. Mark, please continue.
So I would also like to enroll Rich in this idea, too, being that he was formerly involved with that. You may know something, Rich, that you haven't shared with me previously. We have talked. But back to the deal. the tort reform. George, if you remember, under George Bush Jr., the medical, you know, industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and the doctors and all that, they got really involved in that tort reform. And what it did was, it gives a 2-year limit for any wrong. If something has occurred in your life that was wrong, where they actually did wrong, the medical industry, against you, to you, if it didn't happen in the last 2 years, you're out of luck. No recourse. Tell me that isn't by design. I mean, how long does it, some of these, you know, sometimes the effects of some things that happen may take a little longer, or at least for you to put it two and two together. You see, I believed in the doctors of the VA. I thought these guys and gals know what they're doing, and they really care. And, and there are some that do, but the system, they have to go along with the system, and the system is designed to slowly kill us. That's my take on it, you know, because, you know, and by the way, the pharmaceutical industry, the psychotropic drugs started in the early 90s with, I believe it was the drug Ritalin that was one of the first. And the first company that put these types of drugs out was Eli Lilly in the early 90s. Who was on the board of Eli Lilly in the early 90s? Anybody have a wild guess? His name is George Herbert Walker Bush. That's Bush Sr., right? He was on the board of Eli Lilly. And at the same time, the other, Rumsfeld, he was on the board of Cyril. That, they brought us that great sweetener aspartame, which destroys your brain. And also, Cheney was on the board of another company. I can't remember which one it was. Yeah, it's a big business there anyway. And now, and George Bush Sr. was also overseeing, you remember Gulf War I? And when the guys came back and, with some, you know, I mean, lots of guys were coming up with symptoms. Well, it turns out that, they were bombing the Iraqi, tanks with, shells that were, had, depleted uranium on them, in them, along with the, 30 millimeter rounds that were coming out of the Warthog, tank planes. And what happens is when those particles went to dust, they were down to the 4 micron size, and the ABC anti-war, you know, anti-chemical suits, that the guys were wearing, guys and gals, were only good down to 10 micron. So, a lot of the guys got exposed. But when these guys came back, I thought, well, you know, Bush, he's our president, and he's a veteran himself. He's a war decorated hero from World War II. He'll stand up for the guys. He didn't stand up for the guys. So our government doesn't give a damn. There are some good people in there. I'm not taking away from them. But by and large, the system is against us. And it's destroying our lives, you know, through the, you know, the chemicals, the chemical industry, through the foods, through the medicine, supposed medicine. Rich, do you have any input and feedback about what I've just shared, about what, you know, what your understanding is of this whole thing, this whole cabal that's running the medical industry?
Well, absolutely, and I've made it very clear on the air and in the book, and we've talked privately before too, Mark, that the pharmaceutical industry, aka Big Pharma, owns the FDA, owns the AMA, owns the medical schools, because it's all about, you know, dumbing down the people. It's about, like you said, it's a soft kill, and there's basically no accountability. You know, when I got diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage, I contacted 30 different attorneys, and they told me, as a white male with a poor/middle class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, I have no group self pity points. So I could not sue. I basically had no restitution. I had no protection under the law. And this is one of the reasons why I avoid hormones, steroids, antibiotics when I can, pesticides, GMO foods. I try to eat organic as much as I can. You know, of course, we go to people's homes for dinner and restaurants here and there, so you can't be 100%. But I understand that things are not as they appear. And you mentioned earlier in the when you got on the air a moment ago about how the words are being changed and definitions are being changed, basically agreeing with what I said in that context. And what's happening, I think this is so important to be redundant on, is the fact that the mainstream media, the powers, all the powers that be, who are bought and paid for, their job is to do professional wordsmithing, is to give subliminal messaging through media propaganda and movies and things like that. Hegelian dialect, or dialectic, it should be called dialect because it's a language in itself. Hegel was a 19th century philosopher. He was basically an imperial con artist, as they called him. And he built his arguments on, early in the argument, on facts, and then he'd use all these fancy words and terms and try to manipulate them. But he really, the smarter people found out that he was just pushing an agenda and trying to, again, distract them down or divide the American people by groups. This has been done since before the divide and conquer strategy, since before the Julius Caesars. This is not a new thing. They're just changing the strategies and methodologies. So we're, I think, if I had to collate your message here today, Mark, it would be that the American people can no longer afford to hedge their bet. In other words, we need to read up, research up, speak up, and vote up. We're at a time in history that if the globalists win, again under the guise of the Democrat Party, you'll be told what to do, what to say, how to think, how to live, where to live, everything, and what to eat. And you'll be told it's good for you. And you'll be told you're fighting for freedom and liberty when you're fighting for the pockets of the bankers and the hierarchy of the military-industrial complex. I think right now, folks, is a time that we need to not hedge our bets as Americans. We need to speak up. And if you get fired, if you lose your pension, like I did, we need to stand for principle, and that's why I went over the three criteria of standing for principle, as I try to remember to do every show that I'm on, because we're at D-Day right now. This is the time when the American people have to remember the loss of life, the millions of combat soldiers who gave up their life at a very young age for the freedoms and liberties, and so-called justices, which we don't have a rule of law anymore. It's a rule of group. If we can stand up for the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and actually take a stand for principle, I think we would all be better off in the long run. Biz?
I agree with that. One thing more, Vince, I'd like to leave you with, because you talked yesterday with Dr. Sheely about, you know, reorganizing in, like, groups of, you know, like an intentional community, intentional village, right, what you were talking about?
Yeah.
There was a people, I don't know, maybe you've heard of them. They're in the northern region of Spain. They're called the Basque. And during the time of Franco, which is a dictator, and he was a ruthless dictator in Spain, the Basque people wanted to retain their identity. They were a unique culture in and of themselves, but Spain wanted to totally dominate them at the hands of Franco. So what they did was there was a priest that came up with the idea of organizing instead of fighting the fight directly, because they had tried to retain their independent, their culture. This priest had the idea that if they reorganized in a way where they could self-support themselves, that, you know, they might have something. Well, it's called the Mondragon model. Mondragon. I don't know if you'd ever heard of that, Vincent.
No, I haven't, but I wrote it down so I can look it up.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because what they did was they started creating employee-owned cooperatives where everybody had a vested interest in whatever idea they were gathered around, organized around, and, you know, it could be inspired to make things and produce things. And then so they fought their battle economically to retain their identity and their culture as best they could. And I believe the model worked very well and has worked very well. Here's something interesting to note. When you study it, as I've studied it, after they've been around for, you know, some time, 10, 15, 20 years, maybe 10 years or thereabouts, I don't know how long it took them to figure this out, but they figured out that whenever, because they would organize like a corporation, you know, and gather so many people together to make their widgets, this widget or that widget or provide services, and then they would start to support each other in, you know, these different businesses. But what they figured out that whenever a group got beyond 300 people, it would become political and it would be self-destructive. Now, I find that fascinating. So groups of people are good up to a point. I've sensed that myself. When they get too big, it's just like they become a monstrosity, they become political, and then they become, you know, self-destructive. So anyway, it's an interesting idea that might inspire some new ideas of organizing. And also, I want to mention, I have checked up the Nementhal or
the Nementhal.
The Nementhal. Yeah. But I'm trying to get my head around it, and it's a little bit challenging. But anyway, I'll let you go with that. Thank you guys very much, and thank you, Rich, for being so keen.
Mark, can you hold through this break? I have a comment about the Mongredon model.
Okay.
And you might find this story interesting. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mark, you mentioned a term that I hadn't heard of before. Mondragon's model. M-O-N-D-R-A-G-O-N. Apostrophe S. Model. And tell me if this is an example of it. I had not heard of that before. You mentioned it just a few minutes ago. So back in the 1990s, I lived in a small village in Virginia. And there was a factory in the village. And that factory was manufacturing textile products. Shaw Carpets was the company. They pulled out. And when they pulled out, everybody got fired. I guess the term is laid off. But they all lost their jobs. And they had this building, and they just sat there. So I approached the town, and I said, well, a lot of people got laid off. They've got no place to go. There are no jobs. There's no industry left. How about this? How about if I give half of my computer manufacturing company to those people? I'll give it to them. They have to stay there. They have to earn it, but they'll get it. I'll keep 51% of the business because they really don't know what they're doing. But I'll train every single one of them. I'll train them in marketing. I'll train them in manufacturing, quality control, computer service. I'll train them to be computer technicians. I will train every single one of them. They'll continue to collect unemployment while they're being trained. And the minute their unemployment ends, they will be productive in this business that is owned and operated by the villagers. The town laughed at me and told me to take a hike. And instead they wanted to convert that building to a private prison. But that was what I wanted to do. Is that an example of Mondragon's model?
I think it is. I think you'll find it fascinating if you research it, Vincent, that it's very workable. Because here's the thing. you know, and I grew up in a family-owned business, restaurant business here in Springfield. The thing is ownership. If people don't own something, it's like people that rent property. If you rent, most renters don't take care of the property because they have no vested interest in taking care of it because they don't own it. So who cares, right? But if you give people a chance at vested interest, and most of the model out there is employee owner relationship, and they rarely have a chance of being involved in the actual, you know, they're not really, their heart's not in it because they're just in it for the money. You know, everybody, I mean, it comes down to it. Employees, you know, they have to earn money to survive. But so I don't know. I think it's your idea of what you was trying to do. It's similar to the Mondragon model. But I think it could be workable. It's also, they also cap the managers, of these corporations, these cooperatives they call it, I guess, they cap how many times more they can make than the common worker. Now we have CEOs making over 300 times the common worker. That's someone would say, well, you know, it's free market and, you know, it's an opportunity and, you know, it's just, that's the way it is, you know, the best rise to the top. Really? CEOs are the best we've got. Some of them might be, but a lot of them are, I think they're, I don't know. I think they're shills.
Okay. I may be incorrect in this, but I don't think so. I have seen numbers, multiples of over 1,000 times more than the little people.
Wow.
In companies. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I think the average is like 300 something. Yeah.
Yeah. So the little people, you know, who do all the work, the little people who interface with the customers, the little people who stock the shelves, you might see 1,000 times that earning be paid in compensation, total compensation to the CEO.
Exactly.
Out of control. Out of control. And you know what? The CEOs put their pants on the same way we do.
Right.
Mark, I really appreciate you calling in. It's always great to hear from you. You always have so much insight, inspiration, and I know why they call you Mark the Spark. Thanks so much. Rich Sheeman, thank you for being with us. It's always good to be with you on the air. You've got a lot of wisdom, and thank you for sharing it with our clients as well. And of course, we'll chat off the air. That's above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. For the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.